The August 2014 shooting of an unarmed black teenager, Michael Brown, by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, triggered long nights of civil unrest. Subsequent police shootings around the nation fueled the Black Lives Matter movement and ratcheted up tensions between police departments and the citizens they're supposed to protect. So the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy, Close Up, at the University of Michigan, wanted to dig into what local leaders around our state thought of the relations between their communities and police departments. So here with the results of the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey is Close-Up Administrator Tom Evacco. Always good to see you, Tom.
Hi, Cindy.
So we know that we've had this story present in Michigan. We've seen police shootings that have sparked protests and controversy. We had a 17-year-old shot 7 times and killed in Eaton County during a routine traffic stop late last year that went very, very wrong. Last December 23rd, a Detroit man shot dead by a Dearborn police officer. And Dearborn police claim the man was going for an officer's gun while his family says he was suffering from mental illness and was a harmless guy. And then, of course, the very famous case in Inkster.
Yeah, in Inkster, Floyd Dent, just over a year ago in January of 2015, a black motorist was pulled over by white police officers. He was dragged out of his car, beaten in the head, I think 16 or 17 times.
That video is tough to watch.
It is. It's very hard. Tasered 3 times, I think. He claims he was framed. And ultimately, just recently, one of the police officers, William Melendez, was found guilty of a couple of charges, including assault with intent to do great bodily harm. And he was sentenced up to 10 years in prison.
So what did you want to learn with this latest survey? What was the big question for you?
Well, so we knew across the country that these issues are raising a lot of concern across the country. We wanted to see what was happening in Michigan. And so we asked local leaders all across the state. We got responses from 76% of local jurisdictions. We asked them what kind of situations were happening within their jurisdictions. Are these issues of concern or not? And as we often find with the Michigan Public Policy Survey, good news, bad news.
Okay.
Across the state, for the most part, most local leaders tell us that they think relations are pretty good between the police officers and citizens in their communities. 88% say that they're good or excellent.
That's very huge.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly positive. And when we dug down to some specific indicators of these kind of relationships, we asked whether police officers treat everybody in their community professionally, regardless of race, gender, ethnicity. Mm-hmm. We asked whether police officers are too strict, too aggressive in enforcing the law. We asked whether most people in their communities trust the officers and whether they're hostile towards them and so on. And on almost all of these indicators, local leaders gave us overwhelmingly positive assessments. So at that 10,000-foot view across the state, things look pretty good.
All right, let's go deeper.
Yeah. So the problems that we find are in bigger communities. May not be surprising. That's what we've seen across the country in places like Chicago and Cleveland and Baltimore. Exactly.
Yes, right. Yeah.
So it's the same in Michigan. We find increasing levels of concern in Michigan's urban communities, especially in the biggest cities.
How concerned?
Well, so we asked local leaders whether they're concerned if there could be a major incident of civil unrest in their community anytime soon, tied specifically to police use of force. And across the state, again, overwhelmingly most are not concerned. 89% are not very concerned. But in our biggest cities in Michigan, 64%, almost two-thirds, are concerned that something like this could happen in their community.
Do we know why?
Well, it's tied to a number of things in these big communities. Concern about potential civil unrest is correlated with a variety of indicators, including just increased population density, greater racial diversity, higher levels of violent crime in these kinds of places. And we asked local leaders whether police use of force, inappropriate use of force, has been an issue within their community anytime recently. Overall, only 4% of jurisdictions say that this has been an issue. In Michigan's biggest cities, 12% say it has been an issue. And concern about civil unrest is pretty strongly correlated to that issue.
Have we seen municipalities in Michigan instituting practices and policies that they feel minimize tensions between police and the community?
Yeah, I think this is one of the hopeful signs in these data is, in particular in Michigan's biggest cities, there are a range of actions underway to try to reduce these tensions. And a lot of these are things that President Obama's task force a year ago, he had the task force on 21st century policing.
Following Michael Brown.
Exactly.
Yes. Ferguson.
And so that task force made recommendations on how to improve policing and improve relationships. And a number of their recommendations are underway within Michigan, especially in the biggest cities. So the most common thing we found is training of police officers in de-escalation techniques, in cultural understanding and bias awareness of their own their own outlooks. 87% of Michigan's biggest cities are doing that kind of training for their officers. So that's pretty encouraging.
A snapshot into the minds of Michigan's local leaders when it comes to police issues as we talk about the latest Michigan Public Policy Survey from the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. Always good to talk with you, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cindy.